is just a tin floor, no canvas, no nothing on, and four sails, and the man set up on the pole.
Yeah.
And you think they'd win it every time they come by. You don't, but they won it. See, they used to miss it. They used to be the four sails, two times in, like fingers, and two planes. They what they call two dummies. Well, the dummy would go over, and the next one would come, that'd be a sheaf, and she'd shove that off. Well, you see, the corn was still coming on.
Yeah.
The next one would be a dummy, and the next one would be another sheaf would come off.
So you'd sort of get a line of these.
You'd
like
get a
sheaves.
Line of sheaves that used to come here, they used to be on run on the curve. And a bit like that, and the sheaf used to come out there.
Yeah.
And they used to work in, that sail used to bring it in and shove it out there.
And you'd have to go on then and tie them, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. You had to go along then and tie them. Then shark them, then hand drag the land.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, it's big old drag race,
that's
didn't
what
you?
We yeah. Pull, mate. That's why I don't want to see them. They used to make my feet ache. Mortal night.
Yeah, that's a long way to pull them if you're doing a field, isn't it?
Well, we had to.
We used to. I'm lot. Drag 14-acre field with it.
Nothing was wasted, was it?
Nothing was wasted. And then they used to go around, women did gleaning out of that.
It's true.
My mother and I used to do gleaning.
You don't want cleaning it. They used to have a bag
on the entire end, pick the hard bits of wheat up,
yeah.
Cut the ears off, let the soil in, put the ears just here and there. They used to gather that in bags, and then every fresh, when somebody freshen, would you put these here? They'd put them through the drum fire, yeah. And my mother's been in gleaning a couple of cool wheat, and they used to come down to Neville's Mill and be ground for flour fire.
Oh, there's two mills down there,
that's
Neville's
right.
And
well, Neville used
Lawrence.
To
Lawrence's.
And you see the Algie Neville. He used to piano, growing it for us so much. Then you see we had two big bags of Coombs Ice Flower.
Stands all winter.
Well, so in times of shortage and that, the wheat, you could sell it, couldn't you? Sell it yourself.
Oh, yes.
And that you grew your own wheat to make your own bread then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, it's competition between those two mills then, there must have been.
Oh, yes, there were.
There was.
Yes. Then we went from the reaper to the binder.
Oh, that was a big step,
then
wasn't it?
Then we thought we were in heaven, didn't we, friend?
Yes, sir. Tie it up.
That tied it.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Then all you had to do was stay on the
sharks. Then we went away from that with a steady hand drag and we used to have horse drag. Drag between the rovers.
That's right, yes.
Oh, old pony and the horse drag.
Honestly, a binder would call. I bet you were pleased when you got one of them.
We were.
That has meant no more tying.
No more tying. No.
It was a great invention, you know, when you look at it, weren't it, binder? But then you still had to go back to the yard and thrash it, didn't you?
Then we had to shark it.
Oh,
then we had to cart it. And then the stags had to be thacked. Then thrashed.
Yeah,
because they used to thatch the stacks, didn't they?
Yes, lovely.
They did look nice. I've seen one of them with a little... They used to build
cockle
a little thing
on
the top. Cockle, that's it.
Right.
Cockle on the top.
Yeah. Weather, whichever way it went round with the wind.
Yeah.
Like on the church, just the
same. There was a pride in the work then,
there
weren't
were. There was
when they built a stack, they made a stack.
Yeah.
Now, I never seen your collection. Now, what they caught, what they used to run down the side of the stacks?
Cut knife.
No... A long blade, sorry.
Yeah, I know. You want me to cut one down there? So right. You ran the eaves like
it. Yeah, side it all that beautiful
light brickwork. I'm sure you've got one in a hand, a long blade.
Long blade and a big handle.
That's
yeah.
Yes.
I know what you mean, yeah.
I don't know what you call them. They used to be lovely. The stacks would be
around the stacks and trim the flat with that, didn't they? And then if there's a bit of sheaves to get around that.
Well, then they'd use the straw for bedding, wouldn't they, after they thrashed it?
Oh, yeah, for the stuff.
That would be for bedding and that, yeah. You'd have hay then for your horses.
Yes, and hay used to be carried loose. There weren't no balers in there, don't they? All carried, cut and turned with irons. No turning machines, you turn it with forks. And
certainly.
Then we used to drag it up with a drag and then heap it.
Yeah, that would be, wouldn't it?
Then heap it. Then carried it up, your horses be carried loose.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of wind and all.
Oh, dear.
Then you build a stack of hay then, wouldn't you?
Yes, stack of hay, just the same as wood corn.
Would that be thatched?
Stack, yes.
Or would the farmers thatch them then?
Yeah.
Or workmen, yes.
The workmen, yeah, they thatch them.
Have you ever thatched a stack?
Yes, there's many.
You have?
Yes.
And before the reaper, This was the job.
Scythe.
Oh, scythe.
Oh, I'll keep you quiet.
Have you ever done scythe?
Scythe.
We worked, me and him, with a man, the best man or the strongest mower in Adam, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't none could touch him.
Who was that?
Pete Day.
Pete Day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you what he done. He was my uncle. The field is in against the third bridge that used to belong to a man named Edwards. There was 14 acres of wheat in it. It's a 14-acre field. And times I had one money bed. And this Mr. Edwards, he was a fine, he wanted somebody to cut it. He come up, they told him to get Pete Day. He come and see Pete Day. If he'd mow it. He says yes. He went in that field on a Monday morning. Now this is 14 acres.
14, that's a lot.
Yes. He went in a Monday morning. My mother went to pull out behind him. That was her sister. Her sister towed it. And the other sister shocked it. There was 3 gals and a brother. And they hand-dragged it. He went in a Monday morning. And when he came here Saturday night, that field was cut, shocked and hand-dragged.
14 acres?
14 acres.
Oh, you were a strong man then, weren't you?
When we worked for him, it was nothing to Pete Day to mow 2 acres a day, weren't we?
No.
2 acres.
How much would you do then?
We weren't man enough to mow then. We used to, when Pete Day used to mow round for the binder, my brother Frank's dead and gone, he used to be pulling out. That's when she is.
Yep.
I used to be making bands, and Fred would be tying.
What would you make bands with then?
With the corn. He'd have a short, yeah. You make a double band.
That's right.
Yeah. I used to lay down the end, Frank would lay the sheaf on there, Fred would tie, then they'd change over.
Yeah.
But I used to make bands, Fred would pull it and Frank would tie. He could keep 3 of us going.
He were a man then, wasn't
he? He were a man. And he'd only got one arm at that.
Only one
arm? Oh no, howdy Fred. He'd only got one arm, his other arm was up here withered.
That much short.
A withered arm, he hurt his elbow and that withered. But that'd steer his side.
Yeah.
Now his left arm. And when he mowed round, well, I was going in there twice for the binder. We get all of us go in the field and put 3 horses abreast the first round. He used to take 14 and 15 rows of stubble, is it right?
Yeah.
What do you
Well, other people used to take 8.
Ah, you were a bloke, weren't you?
Ah. Well, we went over north and we worked there. And there was a man lived in Hill Row named, he hung himself, Bill Dealer. Kept the cross steers. And one Sunday afternoon, as it might have been yesterday, he was out in the yard and he was talking to a man named John Whitehead. Lived beside him. They got talking. He said, "All right." He said, "I'm going over north." This building. "I'm going over north end, John." He said, "Harvest." This year. He said, "How are you, Bill? Where are you going?" He said, "Peter Days." He said, "I have heard talk about Peter Day and mow." He said, "I'm going to show him the way to mow." This was Bill Dealer. John Whitehead said, "Bill," he said, "you'll cut more with his shed north than you can with a sawhead." But Bill Dearmer could sharpen a sawhead. Because Pete Day couldn't, because he couldn't hold the sawhead. He had to have somebody else sharpen.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went across in Wayman's field, I'll never forget it, me and Fred, and Bill Dearmer. Bill Dearmer were mowing, Fred were pulling out, and I think all the time then. And we got going and going, and the corn hung over a bit. When we got down there about 3 chain, you couldn't see where we'd been. Again, the corn hung over nearly touched the dolly. So anyway, Pete Day come along, because you see him, his arm swinging. Come across these fields, here comes Pete. So he come down. He had a look at it. So he says to Bill Dillon, he says, "Let's have a swing, Bill." He said, "Sharpen rope." So Bill Dillon sharpened rope. And he got on it. Every time that went, there were sheaves, weren't there?
Yeah.
A full sheaf.
A full sheaf, and they're a size, aren't they, sheaves?
Yeah. Bill Dearmer was taking a bit, 8 rows of stubble. Pete Day, when he started, he was taking 14 and 15.
What?
Bill Dearmer said, "How long will it keep that boy?" I said, "All day." Now, I said, "God's on his trail."
And the size way heavy, don't they?
Ah.
A lot, you have to be a man to swing them.
But I've heard him say, he went down long drove and mowed one of them 5 acres, well, what Palmer is now.
Yeah.
He mowed that 5 acres in 2 days. One side, 2 acres and a half a day.
And you worked as a team then, one bloke side and the other pulling out.
Yeah, well, he used to do the mowing, and then, well, he used to do all the mowing there, didn't he? He done the mowing. And he used to keep 3 of us busy pulling it and tying behind him. Every time that side went, there was a full sheep of gone, weren't there?
Yep.
Every time.
He was a bloke, weren't he?
Ah.
And so, what happened to him then when your reaper came along?
Well, did when the reaper come along, of course he still had to mow around for the reaper, so you do the binder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, of course, it was easy, like being in heaven with him, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Unknown Pete Day, and so is he, there's no lawyers. When a bit of corn lays bad for a binder, well, we've seen him start here, and he get it going the long ways, and he started in Goodwood Sutton Church, mowing, and yeah. We used to pull it out, and we used to carry his toys back, and he'd toy coming back for his next wharf. He'd do the money trade.
Yeah.
We used to pull it in lead and sheaves, he'd mow, and we used to carry his toys back, and he'd toy that row coming back, and then mow again.
He was a bloke, wasn't he?
They say Pete Day.
He could tie one hand then.
Well, you see, his hand like that, his little hand.
Yeah.
But it ain't got no, you know.
Yeah.
No power. You just hold anything like it. Like, see if he could hold that and tie it. But he was a strong man.
Yeah, 6 foot tall or more?
Yeah.
Something like, little something similar to your dad.
Yeah.
He was.
Probably a bit more.
A bit taller.
I would say so.
Yeah. Gordy, you must have had some strength in him.
I don't know whether you've got it. I had it and lent it out. That's a good boy. I had a book before the floods. You know. This land down here was flooded, you know. That's why it's called the Isle of Ely. Well, I've got a book when it was a forest. I had, but not now. Where they used to on, and the tribe used to live on Aldrith Hill, and on this hill there where we are, North Anglo-Saxons and Jews all come in, they used to fish or on for their food. And then the Dutch came and drained it.
Yeah.
Yes. Then they didn't see things.
Yeah.
That was a forest. That's what makes oaks and poplars and things are all swilled under this water.
Yeah,
I'll go and tell them that. But
yeah,
they're a problem, aren't they, now in the fen, bog oaks, because they're hitting the plows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they break the tip of your coulter, don't they, bog
oaks?
Break
the shears all and that. Yeah.
And they had a spring link or something, wasn't it?
Spring shackle.
That's it, spring shackle to...
Yes, you've got some in here.
Yeah, we've got spring shackle.
I'm going to say, I know, I brought one, if not two up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
When what Harry Savage made me.
Yeah, that's, we got that on the plow, man.
Oh, that's long, isn't it? With the
long, yep.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Ah, I'd like to have seen it before the flood, and then after the flood it was a sea, and then the Dutch came and drained it, and the swill of the water from with this forest swilled oaks down, and the silt from these hills, backwards and forwards with the tide, makes the bog oak so much down in the soil.
Yeah.
Well, that is the soil that we're using now for corn. And when you go down to Galt, you get down to Old England, there is a big oak.
Yeah, that's the fen shrinking now, isn't it? And the blows.
Yes.
Were there edges in your day? There must have been edges in the fen.
No.
There weren't?
No.
Well, Arden, just Arden.
Gothard Grimm, the only edge I knew.
Yeah, Gothard, yeah, he's long there.
That's the only one.
Well, you'd have thought they'd have stopped these here fen blows, wouldn't you?
And the tree, there's a tree there.
Yep, there was. It's all gone.
Yeah.
Well, that's the west wind what blew the... And every tree, or nearly every tree, lays to the east. Because it's the west wind what tips him over.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where you're liable to find some of these treasures that you... store now for your museum under that tree or near it where they used to sit there, and you'll find whatever you do find.
Yeah.
Especially down at Ventress Edge Grove, because that's where Eric would done a bit.
Yeah. Have you ever found anything in the fen?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
You haven't? No.
Now these two old ones tell your dad, these two, I forget what you call them now, but they're about me and Adam corn along and they weigh 20 tons. That's where I'm seeing the backbone as far out as this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I used to pass that animal till a dredger come and did the dike out. They were bummed out. That's the size of the backbone. That there.
Gas cylinder. Cut.
Yeah.
I was so.
And you can see where the ribs, the holes where the ribs went in. And there's another one up the Wicken Road. You might find some bones there. In one of those pits on the left. Just by whose farm I used to call that. Well, he was not the next farm, the next, that's where they unearthed this thing 14 feet below. He laid in the sun, they all lay in the sun to die. Funny, isn't it? What do you call them now? Oh, what do they call them?
Brontosaurus, Pliosaurus, something like that.
No, come down a bit.
Stratosaurus?
No, come down more.
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
No.
No idea.
Oh, well, I can't remember, you see, that's trouble. There's some rare bones, and I'll tell you, if ever you go there to fill up a petrol, you're interested. Him at Streatham.
Edison?
No, Neville.
Neville?
In his office. That's for him.
Gone Neville?
Yeah. That weighs about somewhere near the 2 stone mark. Just one bit of his backbone about this big and that much through. And you can see where the rib bone was in and they rotted away or something.
What?
I nearly got it then.
Did you go to school up the Arkinstalls?
Yeah.
Up the
yeah.
Up there, yeah. Who was your teacher then?
Miles.
Mr. Miles.
Mr. Miles.
Up on your plaque here somewhere.
Yeah.
They were your teachers then, were they?
Yeah.
Ah.
They started in 1903.
And Mrs. Froman.
Froman, ah, bless her.
Charlie Froman, she was the Water Beach woman, I think.
Yeah. Said you see her several times walking about there.
Well, now, someone was telling me, when you were at school, they gave you a card, and you were allowed to have so many days off a year.
No, sir.
No.
No, in her time.
That's rubbish.
Ah.
But when we went to school, the day you were 13, you left school.
Yeah.
13?
Oh, yes. You used to leave at start at 5 and leave at 13. If you were 13 today, you'd leave at night, you wouldn't go to school more, would you?
No, I didn't.
No?
Nope. I had enough of that.
The day you were 13, you left school.
And was that compulsory or not?
Well, that was the law of the land then. Ah. Start at 5. Infants. 5-year-old,
Mrs. Browns. I mean Farthing.
Mrs. Farthing, infant school. And you left school the day you were 13. I mean, there were no terms or nothing. They'd say, well, you've got to come to term.
Oh,
when you were 13, you were done.
That's right.
And then you went out to work on the farm.
Straight to work tomorrow.
Yes. Next day.
Uh-huh.
Work. Well, we went
to eat nothing to do now.
Because he was good side dish.
Ah.
You get problems for Saturday.
Problems?
Yes.
And then, as you said, you have to go on Sunday, so
it
was a 7-day week, weren't it?
We were 7-day, we were.
We were regularly, you see. It'd be really fair now. Any time now, probably another week or more, you'd have to start Sunday twice a day.
Because the start went in, you see. You wanted to do sometimes to water them and fill the tubs. But as soon as the start laid in, like Neil, any time Neil, twice Sundays.
Yeah.
No half-day Sundays then.
No.
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 You did work then, didn't you?
Ah, oh, that's why there ain't nothing to do now.
There ain't no, is there?
Nothing to do now. No, we've done a lot. I told you we should work them all out. They're all on the dole.
But you had to work.
Ah, you did too, and that. And you were straight, most of the children from the school went straight out on the farm.
Straight out on the farm, or otherwise if it was a girl straight in service.
That's all. There weren't no shops, honey.
There weren't no shops. Well, the young girls used to go straight into service, and the boys used to go straight on the line, because you sadies and help them, sadies, and you say you know where you can work since you left school.
You did?
Oh, yes. Long enough for that.
Years for that. You go sadies, well, come and clean the mangoes for us, and help the litter the yards and that. Well, you knew where you were going for, wherever you left school, well.
And so they'd employ you?
Oh, yes.
They would. There's no sort of...
They'd employ you.
Yes. You know, you knew exactly where you were going to go.
You knew exactly where you were going.
There's no double ends on it.
So you either got a job or you had no money.
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, you ain't got much if you got a job.
No.
But it's been very interesting to you, isn't it?
Very interesting.
I thought it would be.
3 and 6 a week, that's the truth. I mean, they see. I know they didn't. I know we did.
Well, three and six.
And we had a B&A.
No, your 6 was too much.
Ah, but Sunday, 6 on Sunday.
Oh, including Sunday.
3 Bible week and then 6 on Sunday, so. And we had to be in there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, long way to walk.
What happened if you were late then?
You'd get a black look and press.
You'd get a black look. And then if you couldn't get there at time, you'd better find another job. And you knew you couldn't do that. And we used to go to their place roughly mornings at 6:30, wasn't it?
True, winter and summer.
Winter and summer, 6:30, it just takes 30 to get there. We used to leave over 3:45. And that used to be 3:45 when we got on. Only the worst on it coming on with more uphill because it's going out.
Ah, that hill over there divides us from Sutton.
Yeah, North Hill.
Going this way.
Over that.
Going this way, there weren't much hill up, and then the end will go coming away from North Hill, all uphill till you get up to the top paddy, weren't it?
Right from the cut.
Yeah, right from the cut.
All the way.
Yeah.
But didn't you have to walk to work?
Yes.
We ain't got the right.
And nothing, no other way, didn't
bike.
Hey? Right over there, no.
Ah, it was all mud, weren't it?
Yeah. Toward mud.
It's impossible.
We've been over there mornings when it's been fit to cut your heads off. We used to say, so where's the wind? If it's snowing, which way is it snowing? We used to have a rear. See, if that was snowing and beating, we used to go down after Waterloo, this side of the edge. Well, if it was noise one, we used to pass you down early Waterloo.
That's right. We had two chances.
Well, we had three,
side
didn't we? We had Lynn Russell's.
Oh, yeah.
Early Waterloo and after Waterloo. We had three chances where the wind was.
What did you do in the, like now the evenings are drawing in, did you cut chaff and that in the evenings?
No, nothing.
We had a barn full.
They used to have a barn full of chaff, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So when it got dark, you knocked off then?
Yeah.
We should now be, make the start was just about.
Yeah, 10 miles or something, yeah. We used to,
for the
pass
the
top away and winter nights, we used to go tootin'.
Oh, tootin'.
Go in there just tootin'.
What's Tutton?
He don't know, you see. He's born too soon.
You see, it's a net. Well, I don't know where you find a Tutton net. Near on two poles.
Oh, you want one of them, sonny.
A long net, on two light poles.
You bent over it.
Like that. And then this net just a big pocket in.
Big pocket.
There used to be big net pocket, like hanging it. And there used to be one with the net, and one what they call a fall, as soon as every clap. The phone used to fall on the net and get all the bird.
Yeah,
and two of the other sides with props.
What?
Touch.
It's along a hedge then, isn't
it?
Yeah. Along a hedge.
Touch. Hedge. Touch. You touch the net to go to the bird and they'd clap that and catch that.
On with you. So you make noise in the hedge.
Yeah.
Bird would fly out.
And the bird fly out the other side, you see, and they clap that in the net.
Straight in the net. And
if they're lucky. Other one on the net, the other one used to fall on it and they'd kill that. Put in a bay.
What they do with them then?
Sell them.
Charlie Barton.
Charlie Barton, the man who come from Trinidad, sell them penny apiece.
Sparrows?
Yeah.
No.
No, blackbirds. Blackbirds and mavishes.
Penny.
Mavishes?
Yeah. Thrush, if you like.
Ah, thrush.
Same thing.
Yeah, penny apiece.
And they do?
We used to go get some of those and catch a dozen and we done well, shilling between us.
And they eat them?
Yeah. You never had talk about that yet?
Yeah.
Well, I talked to my gran one evening and she said she's eating sparrow pie.
Ah, beautiful.
Beautiful. You live
sparrow pie is lovely.
It is.
Yes, I'm out of money of sparrow pie.
How on earth do you get the meat off?
Oh, I should love a sparrow pie today.
You skin them, son, you don't.
You skin them.
Skin them.
And they're little breast. And then you cut them over and take the, ain't got much inside, let's wash them here.
The gravy is thick, you can cut it.
You'd get a dozen little sparrows in a pie to eat.
I can get a dozen little sparrows.
I was getting money, but that's the truth. I remember poor old Judy Newell. I was never forget it. I emptied a bag of drum dirt in the old pond that was dry. And it was snow. Emptied it on. And there were thousands of little birds come on that. Judy come along. Toward, he said, George, I'll fetch my gun. He went and fetched his gun, he went bang, he picked them up, he said, I'm going to have a sparrow pie. He picked about 40 sparrows out. Beautiful.
Ah.
Yeah.
And there's another thing the boy don't know. Trailing.
Oh, God, no.
Well, I never... that were, on the ground.
I never went trailing, my father used to.
How'd he get
there?
Well, that's a net about what? 9 or 10 feet wide, perhaps 12 feet wide, and about... Oh, you think a chain long, nearly.
Yes,
a chain.
What's a chain? How long?
22 yards.
Oh, that's a long one, isn't it?
Yeah. and they see this net used to be fixed on a long bamboo pole there. Well, if the net were 12 foot, they'd be about 14 foot. So the net were on the way, a foot each end. You'd be here, and you might have all the land. You see, and you used to try and on grassland, on stubble. Not edges, stubble. For larks. And you'd let the net keep touching the stubble, you see, like that.
Yeah.
And the larks, you don't, then you used to drop it. Then you used to crawl a bit in the dark, and you'd hear these larks and roll the net up on these poles, keep rolling up as you see.
Yeah.
Get all these larks and kill them.
And then you'd eat them?
Oh, they used to sit, well, we know...
Good London lamb, did
eh?
Good London
lamb. They used to go to London.
Made a good price.
They used to make a lot of money.
Like, oh, yeah.
Moy died and a man, he got killed in the First World War, Leopold Ogie. They used to be a team, and the two little Brits, make out they used to be a team.
They did?
They used to go trialing, my dad and Leopold Ogie used to go trialing. And there used to be a couple who come from Sutton trialing. But you see, in the dark, you wouldn't be able to practice somebody. You go trying to know it. How would it? Well, the next noise you went, perhaps somebody's been at play. Well, they left a player in the field. Well, you didn't know that. When you got caught up in this player, you know, you net, and then you got a job on.
Yeah.
Or other boys, they used to...
Bush.
They used to cut some bushes and lay bushes about the field. To stop the trianglers.
They would.
Farmers was one on it. Well, then you see you got a bush at you, and you got a nearest well taking that deal.
Because they grew up, they'd say you were poaching, wouldn't they?
Well, oh, yeah, that's it.
That was... I heard my poor dad tell the tale. They and Leo went there, they used to go together. They said, where are we going, Leo? He said, we'll go down the vendors and deal. Well, then place grass here for us. He said, there'll be some laughs now, hasn't it? He said, and when we got going down the vendors, across the field, that started raining, poured it raining. He said, we sheltered under the edge. He said, and when it cleared up a bit, they said, well, we'll make the bend place, get against that east side. Then we'll deal them fields to know it, and we won't trouble no one. So of course, so dark, they usually use this haystack, they hear somebody talking, you see. So they, my old dad said, there's somebody talking. So of course, they crept to the interstate, they were two something fellas. They'd done something fellas working away to hiding them, ill row. So they listened, and one something fellas said to the other, he said, we'll deal this here field, and here's left off, we'll leave our birds here. Start that sort and work, of course, here, then we'll go on. Well, of course, my old dad and little fellow here, letting them go when they took their birds out of their basket, but they'd caught, they'd got a basket nearly full, took all their birds out and put in there, and they come home and never done a trial in that, no. But, so I don't know what happened when the two something fellas got back.
I think they were cross.
I always think they were, but that's what happened.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's very good of you.
They took the birds and left the boys unknown.
Well, that's very good of that. It'd be a tremendous tape.
They-